57 degrees on our way to 75. We'll just turn those numbers around by the end of the day, from 57 to 75. I don't get to talk to Darren McCarty very often. You hear him on the radio all the time. But what I do from time to time is call and leave him a message, because he's so busy, and frankly, I'm kind of busy too. I leave him a message, and it is a message of how proud I am of all the things he has accomplished since he was a world-class hockey player. I don't need to go through all the details, but I'm here to tell you that he has devoted himself to so many good causes, including the Darren McCarty charity golf outing, honoring the memory of Dan O'Connor. Dan was a Purple Heart recipient, Iraq war vet, father and husband, as well as a friend to all who knew him. And Darren and a friend have put together this, now what will be the fifth annual Darren McCarty charity golf outing. Darren, congratulations on more good work. Good morning to you.
Uncle Paul, how you doing, buddy? And those messages mean the world, and I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps. And like we've talked about before, it's a great way for me. This is the way that I sort of give back, and in a lot of ways, and it's been able to connect, and it was very important. Right, because you do a lot of, you understand this, because we do a lot of things for any charities, and you want to give your time to a lot of different things. And this, the Grind Time Darren McCarty Golf Outing, like you said, the fifth annual, well, this is something that we give back to, you know, it started with Dan, because Dan passed away, and some of the people that have passed away, but we're able to give the money specifically right to the family. Like we were last year with the Wazinski family, whose father, Joel, was a former Marine, and he passed away. He was one of the guys electrocuted in the DTE incident. So it's to me, Paul, what the Grind Time Darren McCarty Golf Outing is about is just being able to see people back. You know, you mentioned it, like we're out there and people hear me and see me and doing all this great stuff, but I want them to understand that I'm a battery, they're my power, and it's so important for me to see back. I don't even play golf in my own golf tournament.
I don't play golf in my own golf tournament.
No, we want all the money
to go to the charity.
Well, that's the whole thing, but I think I've found, if anybody's played Length of Novi, where there's 27 holes, but everything congregates, you have to go by the first team, you have to go by the clubhouse in a perfect way where I can sit there all day and I want to see everybody and talk to everybody and get pictures with everybody and say thank you to everybody because they've supported. Isn't it cool that we're talking about this today? I woke up, it's June 7th, so 26 years ago, I scored some sort of goal that brought a big trophy back to this place. But we got to celebrate, you know, our first Stanley Cup. And to me, it's all about the journey. You know that, and obviously it's these are the ways that there's one thing that you can talk about it, and there's another thing is to be about it, and I'm more about being about it.
I got to say, it's Friday, August 18th at Links of Novi, which is there on West 10 Mile Road in Novi, four-person scramble. It's a very reasonably priced for a fundraiser, $200 a person, $800 a team, breakfast, lunch, steak dinner, open bar. There's just a lot going on. The charity recipient, Operation Valhalla, 501c3. And Darren, Sean Belegian's here. He's going to start sports rap again, and you're going to be a guest, I'm sure. And he doesn't play golf, so he's not playing golf in either of our golf tournaments either. But he may be there and offering his support, right, Sean?
No, absolutely. Mac, you know, whatever you need, anything I can do, you know that. I play golf. I just play it poorly, so I choose not to play very often. But, you know, Paul, it is amazing. Darren, I was going to bring that up to you. It is ironic that we're talking to you today, 26 years. And something that so many of us, Mac, thought was never going to happen. You grew up not too far away in Leamington. It had been 42 years for this franchise since they won a Stanley Cup. How fresh is that in your mind, that sweep in 97?
You know what? I guess it's as I've gotten older and just on my journey, it's, you know, and I tell everybody destination's an oasis because you're human. It's about the journey. So I think more today it's try to think back, right? As, you know, with social media and stuff, there'll be clips of the goal and us celebrating stuff like this. And it's a great time for not just the players, but the fan base and everybody to think back. And yeah, you nailed it, right? You nailed it, Sean. Is that like, that's, you forget how bleak it was, right? You forget how, like, more people than not didn't think we'd ever be able to do it. We were either too soft or European because we'd suffered so much, you know, we suffered so much right near the end. We got there and we just persevered. The one thing that I remember the most is just like anything else is just you think about everything that got you there, right? Yeah. From, you know, your grandparents to your parents to those, you know, road trips and everything sort of flushes in. And then today I just believe it's just about the journey and the different things that you think about your teammates and celebrating and along the way. And I think it's a great thing that in the city of Detroit and wherever there's Wing Wheeled Nation fans, it's a great way to realize, and I do mean this, of what's coming back. Now, it's not when, it's when, right? Getting the culture, and it's not only with the Red Wings. You look at the moves the Pistons have done. You look at, obviously, the Lions, you know, and even the Tigers, you know, are seem to be moving in the right direction. So as a Detroit sports fan my whole life, as, you know, the Detroit's favorite stepson from Leamington, Ontario, across the border. It's still unbelievable, Sean, 26 years later, to really be a part of it, but to have scored that goal. But it's something that I think we all relish, cherish, and love.
I got to tell you, you know, you were on WJR at that time, and I had just been back a year doing the morning show, and we would go and follow you at the Stanley Cup games, and we were there when you won and flew back on the team plane. You don't remember that. It was delirium on the plane. I mean, you guys were running up and down. It was just the excitement. And back then, you all had little Walkmen. You had little things in your ears, and you're listening to music and all that. And it reminded me that you were a bunch of kids who got together and did what was seemingly the impossible. And we couldn't have been more proud of you then. And again, I say, Darren McCarty, I couldn't be more proud of you now with everything that you've been doing, all the things you've been through in those 26 years. Pretty incredible. We don't have time now, but I do want to hear about this new wrestling thing that you tease on your pain-free commercial. I want to know what the heck that is about.
Absolutely, Paul. We can talk about that later. But like everybody should know, and I always say why it means a lot, because you're still the one person that holds me accountable in the connection to my father, and I always appreciate that and all your kind words. So I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, and I'll look forward to telling you about the wrestling stuff, because guess what? It's not slowing down. So there you go.
Good for you. Well, I'm so proud of you, and it touches me that you think of me and remember your father, because I knew him well, and we did some great fundraising in his memory, and he is missed. But you know what? As long as I can be, I'm always going to be here for you, Darren, and I am always going to be keeping an eye on you, as you would expect.
And you know what? I wouldn't want it any other way, Paul. I love you, and I appreciate you, and look forward to seeing you in person real soon.
All right. We look forward to it. Darren McCarty, the former great Detroit Red Winger.
And Sean
brings up an interesting point that it was 26 years ago today that Darren scored that little goal that ended up with that Stanley Cup. I'm glad you brought that up, because I would not have remembered this was the day. So good job on bringing that one up. And don't forget his event, 5th Annual Darren McCarty Golf Outing, August 18th of this year. And I'm trying to see if it's like DarrenMcCarty.com. Do you know what his website is for this information? Oh, boy. Well, if you just Google Darren McCarty, you're going to find this information. It's all online there. And then you can join and be a part of what will be a lot of fun. Nice prizes, nice gifts for the golfers, and a very good cause. As we continue at 8:47 on WJR.